much for the invitation to be with you today. I share Martin's view entirely that dialogue is so important you can never have enough of it. And the uncomfortable 36 years ago in London, I was taught that the prevention of crime comes first and looking after the vulnerable. And you have to talk to get to that point. Can I say this? I was invited to say a few words about policing, and I should say straight away, we are not a perfect organisation. Sometimes we're clumsy in what we do, sometimes we don't get it right. And at the moment, I think we're an organisation in huge transition from what's gone before to one with less resources, more demands, and I guess sometimes we do what we would call pragmatism. And that isn't always politically popular, and sometimes we have to recognise that. And whether that's rehiring, whether it's using managed services, some of these things don't fit neatly. But we are an organisation in transition, and we have to accept that. I do believe, though, that we are also an organisation that over time, particularly in the last 10 years, has proven its values more and more. Perhaps I should say that. I sometimes wonder whether I should be commending colleagues or disciplining them for reckless courage. Jumping into quarries to save people, going into burning buildings, sort of a daily occurrence in my world. And I think that is instinctive courage which underpins policing. I also think that the values, perhaps with all the controversy of the way we deal with public order, is shown in international comparison about the number of injuries police officers take. I'm not quite sure how the Turkish police would have reacted to the flag protests or the South African police. And sometimes I think we lose sight of what is a restrained approach, even if it's sometimes controversial. And where I particularly think policing joins up with so many of the political agendas being spoken about today is in the protection of the vulnerable and making sure that the disadvantaged have a future which is more positive. And we've done a lot of work on that, not just dealing with child abuse and people trafficking and drugs importation, but actually what the philosophy of policing is becoming is actually more of a social enterprise than actually a law enforcement exercise. And I think that's important. But I do think we are dragged relentlessly into areas which have become increasingly toxic and are holding us back from protecting people in the here and now. And that is, for me, the past and parades. And I won't give you a view about how to deal with that, because I think policing is too important to be left to the police. And if we're going to reprioritise what policing does, and if we're going to redefine what the public interest is in policing, then that probably requires others to have that dialogue about, are we going to change the law? Are we going to set new policing plans? But at the moment, I know that we've got so much to do here and for the future around disadvantaged areas, more neighbourhood policing. I never believed that I'd ever go to Derry and see police officers patrolling on mountain bikes. And the same in some of our more difficult areas. And I think at the moment what's happening is the local relationships, to some degree, are moving faster than those of us in positional authority can keep up with. And there's a danger in that. It becomes frustration and disillusionment. But we have huge, huge problems at the moment. I want to protect our communities from those in South America who seek to flood our streets with cocaine. If that isn't a priority for our young people, what is? I want to see our young people growing up in those areas where the suicide rates aren't just twice as high, three or four times as high, to provide better security, confidence in police officers, bikes, so that we can do the things that help education to flourish in those areas, the health inequalities to be addressed. But at the moment, we're spending a lot of time, huge resources, because we're required to, by law, to relentlessly go back into the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, whether that's through coroner's inquests, whether it's through inquests, whether it's through inquiries, whether it's through, because I have to do it by law. So I think there needs to be a dialogue about what is the public interest in terms of what policing does. If we need to make changes in that, that's for others to determine. To make sure that in our rhetoric about policing, we are perhaps more measured. I'm not sure at the moment, in the last 6 months, from all political parties saying that the Chief Constable is not impartial is helpful in terms of rebuilding trust in those communities. So we need to be careful about that. But I do think the values of policing are overwhelmingly good, but we have to find a way out of the toxic, or we have to accept that that is the police role and we endorse what we do. I really appreciate the dialogue. I think this has been incredibly healthy and incredibly powerful, and I appreciate the invitation to be here today.
Thank you. Matt, thanks very much indeed. Brian's just